A celebrated author of science fiction has died. Richard Matheson was 87. He may be best remembered for writing some of the most disturbing episodes of The Twilight Zone and Star Trek. That includes this one, in which an evil duplicate of Captain Kirk wreaks havoc aboard the Starship Enterprise.
I'm Captain Kirk!
As NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, Matheson left behind reams of darkly engrossing science fiction, and much of it was made into movies.
How many authors could claim one of their novels was made into not one, not two, but three different movies about a man inheriting a post-apocalyptic wasteland, starting with The Last Man on Earth in 1964?
Yeah, I own the world. An empty, dead, silent world.
I Am Legend was originally published in 1954. It's probably partly responsible for today's wave of shows about mutant zombies. John Adams edited an anthology about end-of-the-world scenarios. It's called Wasteland. I interviewed him for a story 6 years ago, when I Am Legend's most recent adaptation came out.
The whole world's become vampires, and there's the one guy left, and it doesn't look good.
Morgan! Come out!
In the original book, The Last Man Standing fortifies his little house against former friends and neighbors. They come out at night, thirsting for his blood. The first film adaptation hews closest to the novel, but it's not close enough for Adams.
Richard Matheson wrote the screenplay for that movie, but then they made so many changes that he made them take his name off of it.
The Last Man on Earth stars Vincent Price in what Adams calls an unforgivably hammy performance.
You're freaks! I'm a man! The last man!
The remake from 1971 pitted Charlton Heston against the ghoulish survivors. The Omega Man is notable now for a then-daring interracial romance and an amazing opening sequence that might be the template for half the world's video games. Heston cruises a deserted downtown Los Angeles in a red Ford Galaxy convertible, picking off mutants with a gun.
My first exposure to the story was Omega Man.
Akiva Goldsman wrote and produced the third adaptation of I Am Legend, a blockbuster starring Will Smith.
I am a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday.
But you did not need to be a science fiction nerd to be influenced by the work of Richard Matheson. You just needed to turn on the television. Matheson wrote more than a dozen Twilight Zone episodes. One of the most famous starred William Shatner as an unstable airplane passenger, convinced he's seen someone or something on the wing.
There's a man out there, or a gremlin, or whatever. If I described him to you, you'd really think I was gone.
That was an era when people watched for science fiction stars like Richard Matheson or Harlan Ellison on the credits. Novelist Michael Kurita told NPR in 2002 that Matheson's gift was selling skeptic readers on implausible stories. He grounded you in reality, then slowly slipped in the surreal.
All of a sudden, as strange as the events become, there's a part of you that says, maybe, just maybe, this could happen, and maybe it could happen to me.
That was the goal exactly, said Richard Matheson in an interview with the Archive of American Television in 2002.
My ambition was to change the thinking of the world, and I realize that's a little heavy.
Richard Matheson hoped his scariest stories about worlds gone terribly wrong might equip his readers for reality. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.